Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 27th, and the whole week ahead. Now there's a lot going on in the sign of Gemini, which includes Mars, your traditional ruler. So what does this mean for you? Well, basically what it means that there are certain things you need to deal with, but it should be done tactfully and diplomatically. And what am I talking about? Well, this weekend is about sexual matters, anything to do with intimacy, and also financial affairs where somebody else is involved or shared with you. And here's your Sunday stars, with an emphasis on the sign of Cancer. For you as a Scorpio, this is particularly good when it comes to anything that you want to do with regarding love or relationships. But even more so, it's powerful when it comes to learning and studying and travel. So if you're already away somewhere different, great. And if you're not, then planning some kind of journey, getting away from it all, is what you need now. You need to explore new things and intellectually be adventurous. And here's your Monday stars. Your ruling planet Mars opposes Saturn. And boy, oh boy, if there's going to be a trip up, if there's going to be a challenge or an obstacle, it will come financially. But don't let things lie. Don't push things aside thinking they'll work themselves out. They really won't. Mars Saturn is about working hard towards a goal. And in this case, it's financial security. So you should be talking to people who can help you find the right path. Here's your Tuesday stars. Good day if you're into your career or you are seeking a new ambition. Anything which can progress you professionally should be done now. Whether it's a makeover so that you look good, whether it's learning something new so that you increase your qualifications, doesn't matter what it is. But this is a good day for you to really achieve something and make some progress in anything to do with career and ambition. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mars and Uranus together is absolutely spiffing. Oh yes, it's unusual, it's different, it's all about originality and ingenuity. But you've got all of those things. Maybe you've forgotten. Maybe you've forgotten precisely what you can do and what you are able to do. Good for business and good for a job and good for work. But it's also good for your sex life and anything to do with passion. Even if things are a little bit more unusual and unpredictable than you're used to. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in Virgo, this is a good time for you to consider future, but future things seem to be a little bit confused or even difficult to comprehend. Well, that's very possible and probable. I think one of the things you need to do now is draw up a blueprint and check out your finances to see if you can afford to do certain things. What's probably holding you back now is capital or money. Well, this is a very good day to find out what it is you need to do to get through this impasse. And here's your Friday stars. When you've got the moon in Virgo, then you've got a great chance for you to be meticulous and look into all kinds of things with a long-term view. But it's also good for you to mix with new people. Now, older people than you are not good. The generation gap will be stretched. But if people are younger or just different, unusual in the way that they are, perhaps a little bit silent and taciturn. Very good indeed. Make new friends. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.